were just talking about sweaty women and how to guys in general, it's so attractive for a woman to be somewhat sweaty.
Only from the, in the gym, though.
Mm-hmm. Not like a gym sweat.
Not like it's hot outside and you're seeing, you know, you're at walking around Disney World and some chick is dripping with sweat. Not sexy.
It's not the same situation, but it's the same sweat.
The thong V at the top of a set of yoga pants while she's coming off of a treadmill or an elliptical machine.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, in general, when I get home, if my wife is sweaty, I don't care if it's from the gym, from being outside in the garden, from whatever. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, no. If you come, she's coming in from gardening and she's dripping with sweat.
In the summer, that can totally happen.
Mm-hmm.
That could totally happen.
Freak.
A little dirt under the nails. Well, baby.
What is going on today? Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you? Molly, you had to hear
Roger.
Like, during the break, he was like...
Here's Allison on line six.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm the first time caller. I'm excited.
Well, welcome to the show, Allison.
Well, thank you. And I...
On Roger's exceptionally pervy day.
Are you sweating yet?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. I just actually left my hairstylist, and we were just talking about, because I heard your show on the radio, and that's why I called it. So anyway, my husband bought me for Valentine's Day. He bought me that book. It's 101 Great Nights of Sex. And... You go back and forth. You know, he picks a date night, and it's all covered up. You can't see what's in it. You have to open it up like a surprise. Mm-hmm. And so, but at the very beginning of the book, it says, basically, cleanliness is next to godliness. So you have to be clean to thoroughly enjoy your sexual adventure or encounter or your date night.
Right, but not for a quickie.
Well, and you know what? And that's cool, too. But you can also plan for quickness and cleanliness.
Yeah, so, I'm telling you.
She said, most women will do pretty much just about anything if it's clean.
Right.
You know, if a guy is clean or if a girl's clean. You know, because, you know, there's that funky, maybe underarmpit smell that comes out in a random matter. Or it could be...
That's awful.
Nobody used the bidet in the last two nights or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
ew.
There could be these random smells that pop up that could just kill your
Allison,
buzz.
Allison, you just took it into a really dark place.
Well,
a really dark place that it didn't need to go.
It doesn't matter what you want to do, but, you know, it does matter if it's not pleasant.
I never said it was the same for men and women. Like, sweaty ball stink has got to be awful. But guys, we're animals. If you have a little bit of sweat because you were just at the gym, I'm telling you, don't worry about
it. It's like pheromones or something.
Yeah, you guys give off some sort of scent or whatever it is, and I can't, you know, something's going down.
I guess I go to a different gym because I've been in classes where I smell women, and I'm like, the funk coming out of them,
right?
It's not worth anything. It's not worth it.
I stink.
Don't go there. That's the dark side.
I just want to say something. You wrecked this fantasy. You single-handedly took the pin and popped the balloon.
No, she injected reality into it. You have this little weird, sweaty fantasy situation.
Hold on a second. You're the one who fantasizes about getting pounded by your gynecologist. And all of a sudden, I'm a weirdo.
And you don't even know if he took a shower.
Are you high?
I'm just saying, the reality is, I understand maybe the concept of, oh, look at her, she just had a good workout, and it's all psychological that way, but the reality is she stinks, dude, and her crotch stinks when it has that little triangle.
Yeah, but just a quick little take it and go. You know what I'm saying?
As long as everything's cleaned up. There's, you know, PTA bath real quick.
We don't care.
A what?
PTA. The vital areas. The P, the T's, and the A.
Oh, the horse bath.
It's
a hooah bath.
Hooah
bath.
Because hooahs don't want to stink.
Right. Quick horse bath, good to go.
I think there's something in the new Amy Schumer movie where she meets a guy when she goes. It's the one
Katrina?
With no, it's the one when she's. I think it's just coming out now. The one with Goldie Hawn.
Oh
and
yeah,
go
yeah,
to, like,
yeah.
South
oh,
America,
Snatched.
And yeah, Snatched. Yeah. And they're in a bar, and I guess she sees some guy, and she's in there, and she's like cleaning up her vagina, and as she's doing that, the door of the bath to women, because it's like they're in some little bar in South America, and it just opens up, and the guy watches her.
Nobody wants to watch that.
Yeah, it was great. Hey, Kevin on line one. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, beautiful Monica? Whore's bad. That's what my grandma used to call it.
Yeah.
Whore's bad.
You make me laugh. But Monica, I would say that guys in general do not mind that. That gardening sweat, no. But if you went to the yoga class and you come back a little sweaty, oh, dear.
Yo, I took...
It smelled like a gym mat. That's a natural thing.
About three times, I took a hot yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
I can't picture
amazing
that.
Amazing good. And there was no, like, gym smell. It was just amazing sweaty thongs.
Just the view.
You were just seeing the other women.
Oh, my God. What is like wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, he wasn't talking about the hot yoga.
There was underboot
sweat. There was yoga pants sweat.
Underboot sweat's great.
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
What is wrong with
and
you?
And there was, like, sweat drops glistening and cleavage.
You know that they're not even slightly turned on or thinking about sex at all in that room.
I understand that, and I don't care.
Women doing yoga are not thinking about sex.
No, we're thinking about the...
situations ever.
No, dude, they're not us.
No? It's they really have their minds clear. They're not thinking about it.
Dude, they don't even worry about farting in public at those yoga classes.
Right, right.
That's one thing I
do they fart?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, that's a normal thing.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. You just, you know
when
what
you're stretching,
it is? You're doing your own thing, and you don't know who's who.
Ew.
You know, I mean, you have a general idea what direction it came from, but when it comes to that yoga stuff...
Yeah. Everybody relaxes, actually. Then you never know what's going
to
happen.
You hold it in. You know what's about to happen. You do not fart in yoga.
Girls don't care.
That's
no, you don't know. You don't know what's happening, Monica. You're just you're relaxed. Muscles are relaxed, and then all of a sudden, oops! Yeah. You didn't realize.
And it's all hot in there. It's like a hot box. It's literally a hot box.
It's got to smell so bad in there.
Ew.
It doesn't, though. I'm telling you, it doesn't.
So fart and sweat. That's your thing. That's what turns you on.
No, not fart and sweat. I'm just saying I've heard it happen. I'm not saying every single one. It's like one big fart fest. I'm saying this, you've heard it sneak out.
Yep.
And I'm the only one giggling.
Because you're the one guy in the class.
Right. Well, there were a few guys in there.
Yeah.
There were a few guys. But, I was a disaster. Because you know I can't even touch my toes. I've never been able to touch my toes.
Yeah. So what were you doing in yoga class besides perving out?
I was trying to do it because I wanted to become, because I had the surgery with my back, and I was trying to become more limber and stretch out, because the doctor kept saying the more you stretch, the better off you'll be, and you should try yoga.
Right.
And I figured, well, if yoga works, there's hot yoga stuff with your warm muscles, you gotta end up like Gumby.
Right. Gumby.
I did it a few times, and I'm like, it's too goddamn hot in here. The first time I did it, I thought I was gonna die. It was so hot, I'm kicking doors open.
Really?
I swear to God, I ran out. I walked out. So, yeah.
But what about just regular yoga then?
I never did it.
You should try it because it's a little bit better. I can't deal with the heat either.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, Greg on line three. What's up, Greg?
Hey, yeah, it's those endorphins, you know, Roger. Like right before pegging, you know, drop and give me 10. I want to see a little sweat. You know, hey, remember the old Hollywood Squares with Charles Nelson Reilly? He used to say, "Stop it, I love it."
That's what he used to say.
Check it out.
All right, thanks, brother.
I'm about to wreck everybody's day.
All right.
Susan's got Roger bent over about to strap it on.
Oh, stop it.
Little trickles of sweat down Roger's hairy ass crack.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, you got to wax
lunch,
that.
Enjoy your lunch, everybody.
I love pegging.
That's horrible.
Yeah. That's horrible. That's
as
horrible.
The sweat drips down the hairy ass crack.
Never.
There it is.
Doesn't happen. No.
JR's great.
I was thinking about something else. You ever heard of a truffle butter?
Yeah, let's not describe that on the air. Just go ahead and Google that, people. I'm just telling you now.
Truffle butter. They melted on fine steaks.
Can you say it on the air, JR?
Let's not describe stuff.
Yeah, I think you can.
Right, very good.
I heard it before.
Okay.
If I look up truffle butter, your thing is not going to come up.
Yes, it will.
Really?
Nicki Minaj, truffle butter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a song, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. yeah, you're right. You aren't going to be able to pull that one off.
Oh.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking about with Harry's
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah, with the hairy and the sweat going in there, making a little truffle butter.
All right, very good. Sorry for the top 10.
It's in. Oh.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.